Welcome to the Soul Renovation Podcast. I am the author of the School of Soul series, a three-time published author. I am here to help you live the life you know you deserve. Today's episode is Filters Equal Fragmentation. In today's world, where reality and virtual realms increasingly merge, we stand at a pivotal point in understanding beauty. The notion of beauty, once a shared societal agreement, is now shifting under the influence of filters and digital enhancements, pushing us into a cycle of endless comparison and self-doubt. As the definition of beauty morphs into something often unattainable, we're challenged to distinguish between the authenticity of our reflections and the altered images presented to us. This deep dive into beauty and self-perception beckons us to question how we define and honor our true selves amid a flood of digital alterations. Reality is loosening on the concept of normal and beautiful. When it comes to themes woven into society, such as what is concerned with beauty, it is a mass agreement for the most part in the sense that it is generally understood to be the social norm of understanding what is or is not beautiful. If it is collectively agreed upon, that means it is a shared reality. This reality is changing, except the new adoption is not a reality at all. The mind is now beginning to recognize something as beautiful that is, in fact, not even real and often, when it comes to filters, not even naturally achievable. We are being conditioned into change in how we see the human body. Slender face beauty filters, being what is deemed as society's image of beauty, begins to have some people question what really is beautiful from what these filters are showing us and telling us to be considered beautiful by society's standards. You have to have certain features. These preconceived false beauty standards have caused the rise of body dysmorphic disorder. Except this time it is radically different than the original way the term was used to misinterpret one's weight in the mirror. This is snapshot dysphoria. This is when one believes they are the way they look in the filter and becomes frustrated and upset when faced with an unmatched reality. What starts out creating a feeling of self-esteem boost will end up causing long-term self-esteem damage. With a 300% rise in plastic surgery, and 67% of plastic surgeries report that patients want to look better for allergies, better for Instagram, the soul always knows when it is and when it is not in alignment. This fragmentation causes dis-ease on the soul and thus creates disease in the body. As the mind can't properly interpret the distorted images and begins to build a state of cognitive dissonance, which version of me is me? The version I see in the mirror, the version I see in photos, the version I see with the filter. For none of these versions are the same. Literally, none are the same. For the you see in the mirror is not the you others see, and it is not the you see in photos. Mirrors and cameras distort or reflect. To truly see yourself and what you look like, you must look at yourself in a non-reflecting mirror, what is called a true mirror. The warped neural pathways that are being sown and strengthened the more you interact with the false reality of you, the more the conflict of contraction arises in the mirror or towards photos. For you're right, you do look different. The mind must begin to start expelling energy. What looks different? Why do I look different? Something's off. Or even worse, as the years go on and many look back through their photos, will you remember which photo was or was not edited? Your future thoughts of weight or appearance changing may be holding balance to something that never was. It's a mind trap, and thus it causes disease to the mind. It's no wonder that this environmental stress of the modern era is most known for its drastic effects on mental health. The disease shows up in the mind in this case. The mind is expelling far too much energy trying to align all the versions and extensions of yourself. For the mind always wants to understand and is constantly sorting feedback for you. It doesn't know how to sort the conflicting realities. It's exhausting and causes mental dis-ease. Let's next look at how we may be fragmenting our souls to others through our misrepresentations. We are the artists of our lives, and to some degree, we can curate how our masterpiece looks to others. We cannot possibly try to understand how another person views us, as no two humans have the same perspective on life, as no one had the exact same experiences shape them. And we can do our part to help people see the real us. We have some control over what others see in the content we put out. I know a few photos here in a video, they just feel like that, a couple of pieces of content. But all stitched together give a snapshot of who we are and what we represent, an all-encompassing vibe we give off. I can't tell you how many people's vibes are not highlighted enough. Their true frequency does not show up online, meaning they are 100x better in real life. I know so many amazing women who have kick-ass personalities and amazing intelligence, and all they have on their social media is pictures of their bodies and bags. There is nothing wrong with these photos, and hell, you take photos of whatever brings you joy. I am simply pointing out that the world would never know the amazing personality these women had just from their online profiles. That's it. We're not knocking the material photos of the body images. Good for them for loving their bodies, and that's all you can see. When there is so much more gold there, we shape what people think about us, and it's not even so much that it's about what other people think, but always about attracting your true tribe and finding your people in life. False images create false frequencies and thus attract in mismatched fits. Navigating the current trends of beauty standards and the pervasive reach of digital filters calls for a return to the essence of our self-worth, stepping beyond screen-bound expectations. The quest to regain our self-esteem in an era obsessed with flawless images isn't merely about rejecting the unreal, but about wholeheartedly accepting the beauty in our genuine imperfections. It's an invitation to celebrate the raw, the real, and the unmistakably human elements of ourselves that no filter can replicate. By acknowledging the impact of these virtual distortions on our view of beauty, we open the door to a more self-compassionate and inclusive understanding, where the soul's true light shines brighter than any digital enhancement. Ultimately, the art of true beauty flourishes in our boldness to live authentically, embracing and showcasing our real essence to the world. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you are ready to change your life, my book, Soul Game, is now available on Amazon. If you love this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social, and always tag me at Soul Renovation. Have a blessed day. Bye.